It's the Bad Advice Show.
Big brown areolas control me. Are we recording?
Yes, we're recording.
Oh, okay.
Good afternoon. Good morning. Good night. Happy Memorial Day, everybody. Welcome to the latest edition of the Bad Advice Show. I am one of your three tremendous hosts. I'm Gordon Bickerbone, and let's get this kicked off the way we normally do. And to my right, singing the praise of areolas, put your hands together. Sir Rome Russell, everybody.
I wasn't prepared to perform tonight. But I gave it what I had.
And to my left, she is New Orleans queen. She will dance next to any what are they called? The boats? Not it's not their cars that be on the street that be throwing out the beads. What do they call those?
Floats.
There we go. I couldn't even think. She is the float queen. Please put your hands together. Mel, everybody.
What up, everybody?
Mel, you ever been on a float?
No.
No?
Mm-mm.
We got to work on getting
you. I grew up celebrating no Mardi Gras.
Oh, I forgot.
And then when I got older, it was like, you know.
You were over it.
Not quite over it, but not like so invested that it was something that I had to do.
Okay.
I feel like if I wanted to, I guess I could get on a float, but I just never, it. You know.
All right, first piece of bad advice. Help us get Mel on to a Mardi Gras float.
Oh, yeah, y'all want that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Definitely.
We want you handing out beads.
We do.
Yeah. Let's get all three of us for moral support of each other.
We'll get on.
Yeah, and we gotta hook up with some because it's what it's usually an organization that sponsors a float.
That's true.
We gotta see whose values line up with ours.
Yeah. I don't want to get on the wrong float. I don't.
I'm not. We're not getting on the police float.
Obviously, the organization would have to value areolas.
Yes,
of course.
Ooh, well, I'm liking this already.
Yeah, I figured you would.
I'm pro big areola. I've always been.
Yeah. I like a two man coverage over, two safeties over top.
Mm-hmm. When I was younger in my teenage years, my goal was to try to get the whole areola in my mouth. Sometimes you can't.
That's a teenage goal and also a 43-year-old Cerrone goal. That
like
is.
It's like taking a bite out of a watermelon, like a whole one.
Oh my God.
You gotta move your teeth back.
Oh shit!
What are we doing?
You gotta unhinge your jaw like a pit viper.
Yeah, exactly. Like a boa constrictor, you gotta unlock that thing.
I think that would scare somebody. You go to put a whole areola in your mouth and she see your jaw unlock.
I feel like if I could do that, my financial status would change dramatically.
You know what? I'm not supporting this, but the science is there.
Dramatically.
Oh my God. Oh, I know what I was going to start today off with. I got a beef. With the internet today, y'all stealing my swag. Apparently, there's been a trend going around that people that can speak Spanish deserves head.
No,
that's been my shit forever.
You know what? You're the kind of person that will only be bilingual for sexual favors.
That's not true. You need good food too, and you want to travel the world.
Yeah.
Also, your neighbors are like they speak different languages, and that's how you pick it up.
Yeah, that's true. Osmosis.
Yeah, you slowly pick it up, but like you know, it blows people's mind when I travel and I understand Spanish, and they're like, "What? How do you know this?" And I'm like, "I got nothing. I don't know."
This nigga is has a Dominican latent vibe.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Dominican,
yeah.
The Dominican by association.
Yeah, yeah. Ah man, so what have y'all been up to this week? We're starting off with a wild week. LeBron's on vacation and kind of mad about it.
Yeah, a little bit mad about that sweep. Didn't want to see LeBron go out like that, but the nigga gave his catch a Freeman impersonation. He did everything he could. 31 points in the first half.
Yes, he did. Yeah, he did. The man was on fire. The reason I bring that up is because I wanted to ask y'all a question, and I only recently had this thought because after watching his press conference, we even talked about it. Like LeBron might play basketball with his son Bronny, and right. we all think that's a nice heartfelt thing. But let's think about that: Bronny having to go on 82 games with his dad for a year.
Nobody deserves that.
That was my question.
Nobody deserves that.
Read my mind.
Have you ever seen a father and son work together? I don't want to watch basketball, Sanford and Son. Please retire. It's fine.
That point never crossed my mind until after this game, and we're like, they said, "Oh, you're 1 year closer of playing with Bronny." I'm like, "Wait a minute, huh? Going to work with your parent every single day."
Yo, he ain't gonna have no fun his rookie year.
Oh no,
he going straight back to the room every night.
I don't know what'll be worse though. I don't know if it'll be worse if he's playing with him or if Bron is retired.
Yeah,
and following him around.
Ooh, you think he would follow him around?
Yeah,
what,
he would
what
him
else
around.
Does LeBron James know how to do?
Yeah.
Just the thought of those like Will Smith style Instagrams makes me want to throw up. And I love LeBron James.
Yeah.
But I just feel like him and Will Smith are going to do like buddy Instagrams, and it's basically just going to be them trying to kill each other.
Mm-hmm.
God.
Hey, Bron, you want to go duel with pistols? Like, I don't want to watch that.
So how would you feel if you had to go to work every day with a parent or one of your kids?
Oh, parent of one of my kids?
Yeah.
I wouldn't go with I'm glad you said it that way, because my parents weren't around enough to go to work for me. They asses was not going to be there. If I was depending on them for a ride to work, I've been fired a couple of times over. But to go to work with my son,
yeah,
it's not going to be good, because I'm not going to let him slack. He's going to be an employee of the month every goddamn month. Which is weird because I've never been employee of the month.
Y'all going to fist fight.
You're going to have to slap me. Boogie's going to be like, you know what? You didn't put this much effort into me. Like, I'm trying to get you to fucking run this Starbucks one day.
Boogie going to become the manager and fire you.
Oh, I'm fired. Fucking fired.
Like, first, every time layoffs come up, what about this nigga?
Yeah. Your father?
Your daddy? Relax.
He doesn't really fit the company.
He's not even in the department.
Oh, man. Second piece of bad advice. Envision a world or a job that you work with your parent or your child. What would that job be? Let us know. Hashtag bad advice show.
Hashtag bad advice show. But on that same thing, I feel like Gordon and Miss Bone could get together, could get along well for some reason. I feel like y'all would do fine.
Oh, you forgot. You guys forgot. Yeah, I used to go to work with my mom. She taught at my school for 8 years. So
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so from first grade to eighth grade, my mom was in the building, which sucked for me.
Yeah. That don't sound good at all.
And that means my mother was my fourth grade teacher, which again sucked for me. My favorite days is when she took the day off and I still had to go to school.
Finally I get a break.
Oh my god, you don't know the power, Mel, of a fourth grade Gordon walking in there with the lesson plan in hand telling the substitute, "We ain't doing this today."
Yeah, a teacher's kid knew way more. And back in school, teachers' kids knew way more about the inner workings of the shit than they were supposed to.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I helped write lesson plans. I told friends who was failing, who was really in danger. They always would ask me, just go, like, the most stupid thing in the world. This had to be some North thing. They was like, "Yo, could you just go in there and just change the grade? Are you out of your goddamn mind?"
Not touch that grade book.
This is why your dumb ass is failing.
Yeah.
You're
You
gonna get
have no
me
vision.
and you a whooping because you don't know math.
And we all children of the 80s and 90s, so we remember that that grade book was the Holy Grail. You didn't touch that. I don't care what else you touched on a teacher's desk. You can get a pen, you can get a pencil. You didn't flip through that grade book.
I had a sibling who tried to forge their grades once.
That don't
It went
work
about
out.
the way you think.
Yeah, because like if you keep like you only can do that once. Because if you keep changing it and then you fail at the end of the year, they're gonna be like, "Wait, you was getting A's all year. Why did you stay back? What the fuck?" Yeah. I've had that happen to a couple people. Damn, there's no more good forgers anymore. Wait, let me take that back before someone comes out here to try to prove me wrong.
Fuck Ryan to sign Gordon Baker Bone to a bass boat.
Oh my God.
Credit
Oh.
Karma come back and be like, "Hey, Gordon, are you enjoying your 1996 Accord, Honda Accord?" My what?
What? I ain't got one of them. Why does it have Oklahoma plates? What the
Yeah. Some son of a bitch.
Oh man. Mel, I didn't get to ask you, like, how do you feel like you would fare working with your kids every day?
I'd be fine. I don't know how they'd feel about it, but I'd be okay. I usually make out all right in most
Yeah.
things.
Okay. All right.
I could see Mel telling on her kids.
Nah, I wouldn't do that.
You wouldn't tell on them?
I think Mel would pull him to the side before she would like tell on him.
BB, you've been taking 32 minutes for lunch. Let's try to tighten that up.
I don't
That
know.
was
That would be because I took 2 hours. So you know what I'm saying? Like,
I think you would still say something, even though you took 2 hours.
I'm not. I don't know. I think my kids deserved a better parent when it
Okay.
comes down to achievement. Because I'm just like, eh.
Oh.
Like when they would be like, "I don't want to go to school today." I'm like, eh, well, you know if you want to graduate or not. So good luck. I feel like they needed a little more, like in
Okay.
hindsight, they needed more than that.
All right. Hey, you still turned out good.
It still turned out good.
Yeah.
I'm on the opposite end. Because nobody was watching me, I am a helicopter parent and attack helicopter at that.
Oh, see, that's the everybody was watching me.
Oh, word.
Everybody was watching me, and it made me crazy. So I'm kind of like,
Oh.
you'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Nobody was watching me. This is why I ended up at Freaknik.
Is true. This is true. Oh, man. Man, that's going to be interesting to see. And another thing, the end on this, like, I wouldn't want to play in the NBA with one of my parents because, like, you fuck around with niggas that's gonna try to dunk on you and your daddy at the same time. Just to talk shit.
This is talk shit. That's just
LeBron
it.
James has dunked on people and their daddies.
Is so true. I totally forgot about that.
Yeah, he dunked on Kenyon Martin and Kenyon Martin Jr.
That's why people get so happy when he loses. He had
Can't
a
be doing that.
generational ass whipping. I get it. I'd be pissed too.
Oh man, he really not do that at the park. Go ahead, get your daddy. I'll beat you and your daddy.
Yeah.
This has been and until we got to the these sweeps and potential sweeps, this has been some solid basketball in these playoffs.
Yes. It's been excellent basketball, excellent just like storybook storytelling on and off the court. My new favorite player to watch is Jimmy Butler and Scary Jokic, whose brothers recently ran Jack Nicholson off the court. Did y'all know that?
No.
They started yelling. They started yelling at an 84-year-old man.
Yeah.
Heckling them.
Yeah. I'm going to just come out and say, I don't like Jokic.
I don't either. I don't like looking at him.
Oh, man. He's so quiet and, like, he does everything.
I don't know. He's weird. I don't know. He just looked like he eat toes and got bodies in his freezer. I don't like it.
He looked like he got a pig farm somewhere, and his brothers feed people to him.
Yes. Oh man. We just fed some weird news to people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now you know. Yeah, now you know what's wrong. Now you know what's wrong with, like, Jokic.
There's no weird thing you could tell me about Jokic, and I'd be like, oh no, that's too far fetched.
Oh yeah, you're right. You're right. He does look like that guy. Oh man. Jimmy Butler.
Basketball, so.
Jimmy Butler may be going to the finals or not. I just find him hilarious because every time he wins, he plays up a stroking. That's just funny to me. It's an old school jam, man, as he walks and takes a bath.
Jimmy Butler looks like if he wasn't playing basketball, he'd be fixing carburetors.
Absolutely.
With a cigarette hanging off his lip.
Absolutely.
He would be.
Absolutely, that nigga could change out a muffler with no tools.
Yeah.
That nigga just turning rusted nuts and bolts with his thumb and forefinger.
Oh my God. That reminds me. If you are a handyman and you're looking for work, consider New York, because I promise you, no one in Brooklyn knows how to put anything together. Get on up here, figure it out.
You make a way out of no way.
Yo, y'all ain't got no life skills up there.
Not a one.
I can't tell you how many comedians places I've been in had a loose towel rack, door knob in the fall off. And I'm just sitting there thinking, you got no screwdriver? And they're like, screwdriver? I got orange juice, but I don't have vodka. I'm like, bitch.
It's wild. A lot of my friends are impressed that I have power tools, screwdrivers, wrenches, and know how to do things with a car and how to fix things. They're like, who taught you that? I'm like, what? Are you...
That's because they migrated with no skills. They left Indiana, Oklahoma, and Nevada and just got on the first thing smoking in New York and didn't learn nothing before they got out of that.
Oh, that sounds about right. Because as soon as they got to Brooklyn, they're like, they don't know how to do nothing. They don't know how to mount a TV. Dude, you get paid so much money just mounting TV. I got a friend I went to high school with, went to college, and now he just mounts TVs for money.
Yeah.
Other people just don't want to. Like, I have the ability.
Yeah.
I have no desire.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying, Gordon's friend probably got a degree in communications and it's making $120,000 mounting TVs a year.
That's exactly what it is. Oh, man. All because this dude owns a stud finder.
Right. And it's really just some basic things that you should have.
But you should know.
Yeah.
You should have a stud finder that can find electrical wiring behind the drywall so you don't try to hang a picture and electrocute your motherfucking self.
Oh, God. Hey, hashtag bad advice. So be very honest. Did you know what a stud finder was? Or thought it was something inappropriate until Sarone just explained it?
Yeah, I was going to make an inappropriate joke, but I don't know.
Yeah. We are black. We know our crowd. We know our demo.
It's what I do on the Her app.
Ooh. Spicy.
I swear, when me and you don't take the dunk, I swear Mel just comes in from the foul line.
Mel came off the end like George Gervin with the finger roll.
So I was outside this weekend.
Ooh. Uh-oh. Yeah.
I was outside with a bunch of middle-aged black women, and you know, we get together and eat and drink like drug dealers.
That makes somebody got a hell of a tip.
Man, I'm still hungover, I think.
Get the hell out of here. You had that much of fun of a weekend?
Yo. I got drunk 2 days in a row. I haven't done that since pre-pandemic. I don't know.
Since Nelly was hot?
But yeah. You ain't never lie.
Oh, man. Yo, let's talk about that. Let's talk about back-to-back drinking days before and now.
My weekend used to start on Wednesday.
A word?
Yeah.
And when did it end? Wait, so if it started on Wednesday, when did it end?
Sunday night. I went out Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
God. Mm-hmm.
Damn. Monday, Tuesday was the weekend from partying.
Damn.
It was a reset.
I was outside.
I was outside from 1998 to 2007. I was out there.
And then, you know, like, I got married, I had kids, but then once you get divorced, them kids be gone sometimes. So I was rolling. I was definitely the bitch Chris Rock be talking about. Which maybe is fine, because Chris Rock came with my ass.
Yeah, true. We seen that.
Jesus. Oh, man.
A strong cheek and a supple clavicle.
That's wild. That's wild. That's wild. Shit, right there.
I go too far? All right.
No. You did not go too far. That was appropriate. That is an appropriate response there. That, oh, my. Damn. The last time I drank back-to-back days, I ended up staying at somebody's house that I just met. And we made fun with it. It was a fun first date that lasted 48 hours.
So basically, you moved in with a woman.
Yeah, that happened. Y'all never had that happen before? You meet somebody, and then, like, you spend a night, and you're like, all right, I think that might be it. And then, like, you about to head out, and like, why don't you stay one more night? And you're like, well, I'm already here. My pants are off. So... just gotta get back in the bed. Okay, all right. Let me just run in the bathroom real quick. You know, get an extra toothbrush. Yeah, it's fucking yeah.
This is weird though, because after you are asked to stay one more night, and you commemorate the opportunity with one more time in bed, you look up and it's 11:43 in the morning. You're like, what the fuck are we gonna do for the rest of the day? Am I going grocery shopping with you?
Nice.
Yeah.
If that it always involved errands at some point.
Yeah, you got to. You got to leave the house.
Oh, now things have changed. Now we got Postmate and Grubhub and all those other fancy sorts of things. So yeah, stuff get delivered.
I know, but like, if it's fun to be like all drunk and weird at the grocery store with somebody you ain't, you know, you just met.
Oh, that's so true. Yo, y'all ever be on like one of them 2 day stays with somebody, and you order a drizzly to have booze brought to the place, and the drizzly driver know it went down, and he's just staring at the both of y'all.
Yeah. If anybody gonna judge, it's gonna be the liquor delivery nigga.
I feel like the liquor delivery nigga is just judging in general.
Yeah. It depends on what area you order from and what time you order. Like, because you order first thing in the morning, you got to make it look like you're having a party or something that you expecting guests.
You and that bitch with the Home Alone mannequins going on the string and shit. There's a big party going on in here, sir.
I see the cutout. I don't. You open your door very wide.
Sir, you have multiple party streamers up. It says Happy Hanukkah, Happy Feliz Navidad. What is going on in here?
That is clearly a cutout of Tim Tebow.
Oh, here's a tip, don't tell nobody.
I am so lonely.
Oh my God.
I've done two nights in a row. Gordon, you know this thing when you have a long weekend at a comedy club.
Oh yeah, baby.
Yeah. It seems like a good idea on Thursday and Friday or Friday and Saturday night. By the time you get to Sunday, you're like, I'm not sure if I do comedy anymore. This is a problem.
Yeah. Yeah. I refuse to say the comedian's name that took me on a wild journey like that. But like some comedians that be on the road, they be super lonely. So like when you work with them, you become their best friend, their soulmate, and their therapist all in that weekend.
Yes.
From Thursday to Sunday, you are their everything.
Yeah.
And you know it's going to be a long weekend when they start drinking the night before. They go, hey, when you wake up, we're going to have breakfast in the club. I'm like, wait, they don't want to open. They're going to open for me. And we're going to drink, and we're going to start again. I'm like, nigga, no.
You look into this nigga, your headliner. This, y'all think about this. Me and Gordon are feature comics. So we are opening up for the headliner. This is somebody that's famous, has been on TV, probably did a movie or two. And you look into this nigga to be your mentor, you find out this nigga got problems. Problems I'm not trained to deal with.
Mr. Headliner, it is 4 a.m. This strip club is closing. We should be going home.
The party don't stop. It has to.
It is Thursday. We have two shows tomorrow and two on Saturday.
Why are you so scared to be alone?
The party is not even fun at this point.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah.
You find out you're just protecting this motherfucker from their intrusive thoughts.
Yeah.
Exactly, Mel.
Mel.
He can't be alone in the room by himself no more.
Nope.
I mean, that's why a lot of men are in relationships, but
not the truth, Mel. Not the truth.
I'm sorry.
From the free throw line with the tomahawk.
Yeah, some dudes can't be alone. They thought some people can't. I don't want to just put it all on. Some people can't be alone.
It's men. It's men, my nigga.
You can be diplomatic. It's okay. I won't.
It's men, my nigga.
It is true.
Because when the last time your Harlem boy said, "What you doing this weekend?" Well, I'm gonna curl up with a good book. You're like,
bro.
I'm gonna put it to you like this. When the last time you saw a woman go through a breakup and looked at her 6 months later and she was in decline?
Yeah.
Yeah, we spoke about this. Dudes grieve 6 months later, the first weekend that they sing, they're like, oh, we back out here, baby. We back out here. And then it slowly, slowly reality hits them.
It's like watching that motherfucker go through a virus and it's terminal.
So sad, but true. Like
six months later, she got a new job, started a new business, getting her PhD.
Oh, bro, I keep telling dudes like as soon as they break up, yo, go hit that therapist real quick. Go. And they're like, nah, man, I got this. And I remember my one friend who was in a relationship, and I suggested he go to therapy because him and his girl was fighting. And he said the most wild shit I've ever heard. He was like, if I fix myself, I'm sorry to laugh. He said, if I fix myself, then what's she gonna do for me? I was like, what?
What?
I'll never forget. I was dating somebody who clearly needed therapy.
Yeah.
And I said as much. And he was like, that's what I got you for. And I'm like, oh. And it was then that the draft clock went off in my head.
And
we are counting down on this one.
Mel,
the 17th pick in the 2021 draft.
This nigga.
Mel's made a move. He's made a trade to go up.
Absolutely.
Oh my God.
This nigga, Mel, got to go.
If I was a lady and a man said that to me, my only words would have been back to him. Nigga, do you see a PhD next to this pussy?
I was so shocked that he felt comfortable saying that.
Yeah, he. You were his emotional everything. You were supposed to be his lover, his psychologist, his the mother of all mothers. You're supposed to be his everything.
I was shocked, and it's arguably, should I have broken up with him? Yes, but I do this thing where I do not end relationships when they're supposed to end. Now I got to see out the mess because I'm messy. So I got now I got to see. I got to see how this goes. Maybe I'm wrong. This movie ends.
I got to see how this movie ends. Ugh.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I know what else I wanted to talk about because I just went on one. And this is kind of like, this combines drinking, relationships, and LeBron. Job interviews.
Jesus.
It combines
LeBron and the fact that there's a lot of hype coming up to the interview. There's a lot of hype. You are excited to be going on this motherfucking job interview. You're usually in a job that you hate, and you've been applying, and you finally get to an interview. You're like, you know what? It's going to be the best move of my life. Has either one of you ever blown an interview, though? Let me ask y'all that.
Once.
No.
No? Mm-mm. I'm not a good interviewer.
I feel like you probably get very studious.
Who, me?
Yeah.
No, I get real Ketcha Freeman like, and I'll be in that bitch talking about I'm a hard worker, boss. All you gotta do is let me in the door.
I'm very charming, so
yeah, I can see that.
So I very rarely interview and don't get the job.
Okay. See, my thing is,
I think maybe I've not gotten a job twice, and it was something that was kind of like a long shot thing anyway. So it wasn't really blowing, and I wasn't the fit in the first place.
Right.
See, my key is, and I stole this from Office. Is it Office Space? You got to go into it not caring. When you go in there and you have, like, you treat it like, hey, what's up? Oh, yeah. Oh, you got a job open? Whoa, what happened? Well, good thing I brought this resume. All right, cool. Yeah. Oh, what's your name? What's your name, man? Cool. How long you been here? Hey, I bet the benefits are good.
I can see that from you. And I feel like people are unsuspectingly hiring Gordon. Well, to be honest, they're unsuspectingly hiring the entire Bad Advice Show. Because let's just be honest, we're not good employees. None of us.
No.
And that's because that's why we all work for ourselves now, basically.
Yep.
So here's the thing. I'm actually a great employee.
Okay.
But you're not completely hiring me. Like, yes, you're hiring me to do my job. You are hiring me to do my job. But you're actually hiring me for the experience. I add to the culture of the workplace. This is who I am. This is what I do.
Oh, man. You hired me because you had high expectations. You enjoyed the lunch that we both went to that you paid for, and we talked about your wife and kids. You possibly told me who you were flirting with at work, and now you feel real like you bonded with somebody. But I got to be very honest with you. If I get the right phone call for a show, I'm leaving.
Yeah, that's what people do. That's what I'm saying when I say unsuspecting. What you don't know is Gordon will quit tomorrow.
Yeah. I will mentally check out. Like, once things go south and I lose my footing, it's like, oh, welcome, old friend.
Yeah. I told y'all.
Remember what I said about not breaking up relationships when I should? I do that job too.
Oh, man.
Like, why don't you just look for a better job that's better suited?
That's it.
Maybe things will change. We'll see. We'll see.
I get nervous and I forget everything that I know how to do because I know how to fix a bunch of shit. But then I get to the point where, like, when I feel like I'm losing them, I'll be wanting to scream, like, hey, wait a minute. You motherfuckers are worried about the wrong thing. I'm answering these questions wrong, but ain't nothing gonna happen on my watch. Nothing. Look at me. Think somebody gonna stall some shit on my shit? No.
What's the deal breaker at a job for you?
When I stop having fun.
Oh, yeah. Gordon.
I'm sorry. I wanted to answer honestly. Yeah, but like, yeah, when I stop having fun, or when I feel like I learned everything I need to know about the business. Like when I was working for T-Mobile. Yeah, I'm out of there. Like when I was working for T-Mobile setting up 4G. That's right, y'all. I was working for T-Mobile setting up 4G. Helping triangulate the satellites. And, like when I learned, when I felt like all I need to learn, I was like, yeah. Time to go.
So, Saron, what's your deal breaker?
Definitely micromanaging or thinly veiled threats. Mm-hmm. You seem like you're not, you don't have enough to do. Well, that's kind of on you to, you know, delegate tasks. Well, it doesn't seem like you want to work. What, bitch?
Just don't talk to me crazy.
That's my biggest thing.
Don't talk to me crazy. And don't say anything about me that you don't want to get back to me.
Ooh.
Because people love telling me what you said. People love telling me what people said.
Oh, they want to see your. They want to see what you're going to do. Ooh.
They want to see what I'm going to do. And, ooh, you know, I have reactions.
Yeah. A job should know it's pretty much over when I'm taking like multiple bathroom breaks with my cell phone.
On Indeed and Hot Jobs and shit.
Gordon and I taking 48 minute shits.
Meanwhile, I'm setting up new meetings.
You can hear Gordon in the bathroom. Yeah, I'll be free tomorrow.
Yeah, I definitely left the office, went downstairs, and had a phone interview before.
Oh, ooh. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I had one in my car before.
Oh, yeah. See?
And I'm not big on notice. When I quit a job,
ooh.
I quit. I do not, like when I'm at the point where I have to quit a job.
Yeah,
because it's usually like for some bullshit, and so when I do that, we've already had like the warning, the notice was the last time I told you to stop fucking playing with me.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Oh man, damn, Mel, you got me thinking now. Yeah, I took a part-time job at I think it was like a Home Goods or something, and they hired me, and they were going to like put me in a decent position at a decent pay rate, and I came in for training. And then middle of training, like somebody called me and offered me some shows like that was going to suffice me for the next couple months. And I went, huh. And I finished that training and he was like, we're going to put you in the schedule. I was like, I don't think you should. They was like, but no, but you completed the training. You already did the training. They're like, that's already 8 hours we paid you for. Like, you might as well. Like, and I was like, nah, I'm not going to be there. And then years later, that Home Goods closed down, and they still sent me my check.
Here's your 75.
I know what to do my share.
Yep.
The last job I quit, the lady was talking to me crazy, and they had a huge filing. So she talked to me crazy and loudly in the middle of an office in front of everybody.
That don't sound like a good combination to do.
On a day where you have a very high need for my services. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, people.
You're not talking to me like somebody who needs my help. Therefore.
Yeah, people forget that.
I'm like, you're gonna yell at me and stress me out all day? I don't think so. I don't think I want to do this at all. So I typed my resignation, sent it, and went home. I didn't even say goodbye to anybody.
Wait, you typed your resignation letter at work?
I typed my resignation email at my desk, gathered my things,
awesome move.
Went home.
They came back and mail chair was slowly spinning in the circle.
She texted me and asked, she said, your stuff is gone and the key is downstairs. I said, I quit. Don't contact me again.
Yeah, I got let go from a job and they thought I was going to be upset and fight back. I was like, all right, cool. And I hung up the phone.
Yeah, that's the one job I got let go from. And they will, when I talk to them, like I've never felt more inspired. I'm like, nigga, you just gave me a $10,000 severance. I'm okay.
Deuces,
I'm
baby.
Cool.
We will figure this out. Oh man.
It's Wednesday, finna hit the club with 10 G's.
I got the whole weekend ahead of me, baby Bubba.
Oh man. Well, you just reminded me of former LSU coaches saying when he got fired from LSU, and they let him know that he will get the rest of his money, the multi-million-dollar contract that it was guaranteed. And he said, "I got two questions for you: who's got my check, and which door do I walk out of?"
Right. I don't believe in making a scene in any place that you don't want me at.
Nah, you ain't get no thing out of me. I'm gonna fade into the oblivion.
One job I was working at, she was doing this slow, pitiful walk in front of me, like leading me to the elevator. I'm like, girl, move. Like, I'm not gonna be nice to you anymore. Get the fuck out of my way. I went home. Get out of my face. I also made him give me a cab home.
Well,
yeah. One last thing.
Man, we're excellent at leaving employment.
Like, move. Why you get this funeral procession out the way, baby?
Yo, this is why we do what we do.
Yep.
And this is why I work for myself.
Yeah. Oh. This is why Gordon works for himself.
Yep. Yep.
This is why Sarome is a comedian.
Yep. I'm telling you this right now. There's probably someone probably listening to this here on the Bad Advice Show right now going, I should leave this motherfucker right now.
Bad advice. Quit your fucking job.
Quit your fucking job.
Quit your fucking job.
Somebody got their headphones in, both of their fists by the keyboard, like, I'm leaving.
Quit your fucking job. And it's like, one of the things for me is my brain works on a weird schedule. And my brain clicks on at night. Most of the jobs, people want to hear from you like during the daytime, you know, that kind of thing. And like when you have a direct report. And not to say that I'm not up at all during the day to, you know, for certain things, but like a large part of my core engine, it starts going at night. It's nothing for me to send off, you know, fire off stuff at like 3 a.m. And that is fine when, you know, it's me and I'm the boss and I'm still hitting my deadlines or whatever, but less fine with, you know, when you have to deal with other people's schedules. So
with that being said, we here at the Bad Advice Show would like to say this disclaimer right now. We are not responsible for anything that you do at your place of employment, whether that's laughter, walking out, texting in the bathroom. This clearly, like Mel just said, works for us.
Yeah. Listen, I work for myself. I also have paying clients. If you don't have that, I highly recommend you reconsider.
Gordon is booked till September. I've got a strong hour on stage. If you ain't got these three things, just think a minute. I know that job. I know that job get on your nerves, but
Don't let us inspire you to do nothing but sing songs about titties. Don't.
This is the bad advice show. This isn't the life advice show.
We can't stress that enough.
Cannot stress that enough.
Pretty much everything we do is anomalous, and we got lucky, and it might not work for you.
Yeah. Bad advice show.
Bad advice show. It's advice, but it's like, bad advice.
Can you think, like, just trying to lay out my life track to somebody. Okay, so cut class your entire senior year of high school, drop out of college, get married young, have two children you have no idea how to raise.
Go to Peru and drink cocaine.
Drink cocaine.
Go to war. Have 511 children.
Jesus, it's so many of them.
So many of them.
And my favorite one, teach your niece possibly how to play the numbers and or what a spread is.
just think about that track record before you do anything we say.
Start a gambling ring with a fourth grader. See how that works.
You got to do all that shit first before you quit your job.
I'll tell you right now, fourth grader cash is very slow.
Marry a nigga named Rico.
Yeah. Do that. See how that work out for you.
Yep. Whew, man. What's that?
Everything.
Yeah, the whole thing is funny. So it's hilarious to me, man. Ugh.
Okay, I was in the Uber the other day, and he was like, you know, asked me what I did, and I told him. He's like, you make money off of that? And I was like, yes.
Man, when I explain that I'm a comedian to like most West Indians, they always say the same thing. They pay you to talk shit. Talk stupid on stage, and they pay you.
Yes. The answer is yes.
Yep. Wait, were you about to say something wrong?
I'm going to say bad minds say bad words. They pay your money? Yes. Yes, they do.
Absolutely.
You mean tell me you talk about titties and they pay you money? Yeah. Lots of money.
Y'all know what song is stuck in my head?
What's that?
That Pound Town song.
Oh God!
No, Mel.
I can't get it out of my head.
What? Where did you hear it? That it got stuck in your head.
They keep using it on Instagram and TikTok. The youths.
Wait, I probably know the song, but I can't
remember.
It's
the song where
it
goes, "My coochie pink, my booty hole brown."
Oh yeah.
Yeah. It's catchy. It's very catchy.
I'm looking at the lyrics right now. That Pound Town, just left Pound Town. What? With my nigga, he just took a bitch down. What? Yeah, that nigga dick a bitch down.
It's poetry, really.
It really is.
I'm out of town, thugging with my rounds. My coochie pink, my booty hole brown.
Oh, my God. Okay.
It's catchy. Okay.
I can't wait till some pastor try to put it in the sermon that, you know, preach about the evils of secular music.
Huh. This is do I got this right? Pound Town, who sings this? 303? Or is, I'm looking at the wrong one.
No, it looks like it's Sexy Red and Tay Keith.
Okay. Well, there's multiple Pound Towns, people.
Apparently so.
A lot of people had to jump on that rave. I wish we had money for licensing. We definitely end the show on Pound Town.
Yeah, oh my God.
You know what?
Sukiana song. Talking about eating ass, that's stuck in my head. I really get angry when that gets stuck in my head.
Yeah.
Songs about eating ass.
Yeah, yep. Eating niggas' ass, which is just generally objectionable for me personally.
Oh, well, speaking of eating dudes' ass, I wanted to bring this article up that I just saw happen. The owner of Costco has a problem.
What?
He is upset with his CFO because the CFO is considering, embrace yourself, people, the CFO of Costco is considering raising the price of the hot dogs.
What? I'll beat everybody's ass.
Blasphemy.
I'll beat everybody's ass.
Apparently at the meeting, he suggested to raise the price from $1.50 to something else.
I'll slap the shit out of him.
And the Costco owner said, I'll kill you.
No shit. There's no reason whatsoever to raise the price of a hot dog. I'm sorry.
No.
Nigga, what you think you're at Yankee Stadium?
Fuck wrong with you. Hot dogs been made out of bullshit since I was a little boy. Ain't no reason to increase that price. The overhead ain't going up. The price of possum lips and hog ass went up. What's going on? Hush.
Possum lips and hog ass.
I just love to see it. The CEO is so passionate about his $1.50 hot dogs.
I don't blame him. I love how you liking that to eating ass. I appreciate it.
No problem. I know it's an hot dog. Oh, man. Yeah, people swear by the Costco food court, and apparently so does the owner of Costco.
He know what their bread and butter is. You can get big screen TVs and 100 pounds of peanut butter anywhere. What you can't do is get that goddamn hot dog and slice a pizza for $3.
You know what? You know what? You're absolutely right. Costco can give me every type of TV, every type of electronics. But I know one thing for sure. As soon as I pay for all this stuff, guess what I'm getting? I'm spending at least $5 in this food court. And that owner is like, he's like, I know how I built this shit. You think it's TVs? No, nigga.
And then I'm motherfucking talking like Frank Lucas. It's a product. I stand by it, right? Huh? 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 The name brand, like Pepsi, huh?
Oh, picture him yelling.
$1.50.
He's yelling like Franklin. I built this shit. Link by link.
Uh-oh, y'all. Like the Celtics are up by 7.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, I got to be honest with y'all. Y'all will get this show on time, but we are sorry for it being late. We had a bit of like a – Mel was out about town. I had a little bit of an emergency. Sarone was out working. Things happen, people. And sorry, and thank you for bearing with us. But we see what we do. We come back. See, this is why we're good, bad employees.
We do what we're going to do.
Yep.
Eventually.
We might not show up on Monday, but best believe when you look for the work to be done, you're like, God damn it. I didn't see him on Monday. When they do this shit?
It's like that dude, he said, let me tell you something. When I get to work, I'm going to give 110%.
Yeah.
I'm going to complain the whole time, but I'm going to give the 110%. I'm also going to be late.
Oh, God.
Absolutely.
All right, this is the last thing. This is the last thing. And before we get out of here on this, I got a new place, y'all, and I like the new place, but I got more white neighbors, apparently. And I had something really awkward happen to me. I was going for my daily walk, you know, trying to stay fit, get ready for the summer and whatnot, so I don't have to take no ice baths. And my new neighbor, she's slowly learning my name. It's not that hard. It's Gordon. She keep calling me Jamal, and I'm like, maybe she see now. But she's always walking her dog. And she saw me 2 mornings ago as I'm going for a walk. And she was walking her dog. And she went, Gordon. And she finally remembered my name. And I looked down. She's touching my chest. And she's talking to me. She had a doggy bag in her hand with shit still in it.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, what?
Don't touch me with your hand full of excrement.
My friend's like, it was in the bag. You shouldn't be as bad. No, no, you don't do that.
Don't do that. You don't touch me with your doodle hand. That hand is off limits until you get back to the house and wash it.
Oh, yeah. I had to tell somebody else about it. Somebody with sense, because my friend's clearly like, it's not that bad.
Yeah, it's that bad. There's warm shit in that bag.
She was looking at me like, oh, hey, how's your day going? The dog was like, you know, shit in that bag, right?
Dog giving you the cordial side eye, like, ugh, won't let her touch me. I don't know why she brings it with us.
Yeah, that man. Yes, exactly. And on that note, I am so sorry to end it this way, but thank y'all for listening to Bad Advice Show. We have a Patreon that we have amazing content on that you guys can check out. We have that other thing where me and Mel give out great, not only movie ideas, but we also discuss one of the most gangster things in the world. What is that, Mel?
Feelings, nigga.
That's right. We talk about feelings and we talk about that other thing. And you can get episodes early. Well, not this week because we're busy this week. But other than that, join our Patreon. It's fucking amazing. Don't forget, hashtag Bad Advice Show. Let us know what you like and what you didn't like. It's the best way to conversate with us. If you ever want to get our attention, hashtag Bad Advice Show. We'll definitely see it. And we'll interact with you guys. So get
on
board.
If you're listening to that other thing, hashtag that other pod.
There we go. All right. Sarone, what are you doing this weekend? What you got going on?
This weekend, I'm at Hotbed, 527. I'm doing two shows in Adams Morgan at Hotbed Comedy Club. I think it's 8 and 945. So hit up hotbeddc.com and get your tickets to come and see me. And then I got a couple more shows coming up during the week. You can catch me on Twitter at Sarone Russell, CerroneRussell. And on Instagram at Metarome, MetaRome.
Hey.
And Mel, where can people find you?
You can find me at all social media platforms at The Gates of Mel, my site soon to be launched, melaniedeon.com. And I'll be having a few announcements in June. Very excited.
Yes, sir. And as for me, you can find me at Baker Bone on Instagram and Twitter. And also my website, bakerbone.com. That's all one word. It has all my show updates. And the big major thing that you can check out this upcoming Juneteenth, we have our Juneteenth show over in Brooklyn at the Bell House. If you're saying you can't get there in Brooklyn in person, see me and Brandon and some hilarious comics talk about Juneteenth and other Black history you might not know about, you can watch it online and stream it. We have both options. Just check it out. You can find it on my Twitter and my Instagram. So with that being said, everybody, we out.